This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Please, the Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Today is a great day, Rockaholics, not just because it is the end of the traditional work week, not just because we are flying our freak flags because it is Friday, not just because it is Blue Friday, because football is back.
So much stuff going on.
Today is Kicks for Kids Day. You probably know that we have partnered up with Mary's Place once again to help put brand new shoes on local kids in need. And our goal is $20,000. I think, Steve, at last look, we were sitting just over $4,000 this morning.
Yeah, the Rockaholics were stepping up a little bit yesterday. We definitely saw an uptick, and that's awesome. So thanks to people like Kate and Kevin Popick. They donated $69. Leanne Denny donated $150. Our dude, Ryan Castle, made a donation as well. So yeah, now we're over $4,000, but we still have a little bit of a ways to go because our goal today is $20,000 between us, Ryan Castle, and the men's room. We're looking to make that happen.
So you can go to KISW.com to make your donation. But here is some added incentive we wanted to throw at you this morning, Rockaholics. Uh-oh. If we do not raise $1,500 in the 6 o'clock hour this morning, we are all going to be punished, terribly punished, by having to hear Sarah's favorite song, which is WAP by Cardi B. But the worst part is the radio edit version
is even worse.
It's terrible.
This
is going to be played.
Half the song you can't, it's not there.
It's terrible.
So if we don't want to be punished for 3 minutes and 7 seconds, we need $1,500 more raised at least in this hour.
Yep. So at 7 o'clock, we'll have to listen to that song if we don't raise
$1,500. Let's not do that.
If you donate $200, though, we will play any rock song you want.
This hour.
Okay. You just have to put in the comments what song you would like to hear. Also, if you are feeling spicy and you donate $69 and join the 69 Club, we will get spicy and do a shot of hot sauce. We have an entire kit of hot sauces here in the studio.
We have this nice box right here.
Oh, my God. There's five of them.
Shout out to Seafire Gourmet Spices, Tabasco Sauces, which is a local company. They have different hot sauces from garlic habanero. Is that habanero? Yeah.
Habanero.
Yep. Some other words I can't pronounce.
My mouth is sweating just looking at them.
Scorpion hot sauce, the Reaper hot sauce, and then the Ghost hot sauce.
Not the Ghost hot sauce, please God, no. If you want to join the 69 Club and have one of us do a shot of hot sauce, just put in the comments who you want to do the shot when you make your $69 donation.
And bummer for Danny, he's not here. So Kevin has graciously agreed, though, to do shots with us. So it could be Kevin from Metal Shop, it could be Taryn Daly, it could be Sarah, or it could be myself.
All right, let's get it going.
Let's raise some money.
Let's get this Kicks for Kids Day off and running, and let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Like you said, happy local Kicks for Kids Day. Let's raise as much money as possible for all the kids that are in need. Brand new pair of shoes for all these kids. $50 gets a brand new pair of shoes on a child in need. $100 gets a brand new pair of shoes on a teenager in need. And big thanks to Mary's Place for doing such great things for people that are just down on some hard times. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to make their transition back into school a little bit better and give them some self-confidence when it comes to what kind of shoes that they're wearing. Yesterday, crazy news in the world of Seattle sports as the Mariners have just fired Scott Service after an awful, awful slump. I mean, 9 years with the team, second longest tenured manager behind Lou Piniella, which kind of blew my mind that he's been around for that long, but he has been. But yeah, it doesn't help when 2 months ago they had a 10-game division lead and they were in first place. And now, well, they're not in first place. They're 5 games back. And it's just been a really, really rough go for them. I mean, yeah, I think at June 18th, the team was 44-31. Things were looking great with that 10-game lead. And then since then, 20-33, 5 games back. The bats have not been alive. It's the quickest collapse of a 10-game lead in Mariners history. Not Mariners history, just baseball history. So it was a rough go. Somebody had to go. And usually the manager is the first one to go. But I mean, if they don't make the playoffs, we could see new general managers. We could see whatever. I mean, it's just a tough go. And the president for the team, a man that many people aren't happy with, and that's Jerry DePoto, he talked about why they had to let his longtime friend and really cohort go after 9 years with the team.
Collectively, we determined that our organization needed this, and we needed to do something to create a different theme, a different vibe in our clubhouse. And again, I'm not trying to throw Scott under a bus at all here. I can't say enough positive things about the things he did and contributing here, but I do think we needed a new voice. And sometimes that sparks. Our goal here is that this team has, you know, 5-6 weeks left to get to a postseason. And I know we haven't played like that for the last 2 months, but we have a lot of talent in that room. Most or all of us thought that this was the most talented team that we'd ever brought together. And we just haven't played that way. There's no reason this team can't get on a good run to finish it.
And who's the new manager? Former Mariners catcher Dan Wilson.
So exciting.
It's exciting, but it's also very confusing because, well, he's never been a manager, minus like a couple of like temporary fill-in things for like the minor league teams. I mean, he's been with the organization for a while. He's loved by the players, but it's kind of... It's kind of like Ted Lasso-esque in a sense. It's like, hey, here we go. This guy's never been a professional manager. He's managed his daughter's softball team, so I guess that's good enough.
We'll give it a whirl.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how this is going to go.
Scott Service did release a very heartfelt statement after being let go of his duties as the Seattle Mariners manager. Tons of gratitude that he was able to express for his nearly decade-long tenure with the team. Talked about his early days in Wisconsin to leading the Mariners, and he thanked everyone involved, all the players, all the fans.
Except for Jerry DePoto.
So we'll see what happens next. I mean, it's stressful, but I think, you know, things have to happen.
Change needed to be made. That's absolutely true. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high around 69, 70 degrees. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Mariners may have parted ways with Scott Service, but how he found out might be the lamest part of this whole story.
Yeah.
As he found out through everyone's favorite thing in the world, social media.
I couldn't believe that when I saw that. I was like, how do you mess this up, Mariners?
Well, the president of the team did address this yesterday, and you're going to hear what he had to say at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today we celebrate Kicks for Kids Day, Rockaholics, and we are so stoked to be partnered up with Mary's Place once again to put brand new shoes on local kids in need. We have a goal of $20,000, and some big things have happened in the last 20 minutes.
In the last 20, we gave some incentive because we're like, man, we're not raising enough money, so we got to up the ante. So we said, look, if we don't raise at least $1,500 in this hour, we are going to play the worst song of all time, Sarah's favorite song, WAP from Cardi B, right?
Yep.
Yep. But the radio edit version, which is awful. And we thought, okay, this is going to be a little bit of a struggle to make happen. Oh, my goodness. The Rockaholics, as soon as we said that, we've had multiple $1,000 donations. Like, We've already raised like $3,000 in the last 20 minutes, and it's a big thanks to people like, well, first off, I want to give a massive shout out to Sunshine Bradshaw on behalf of Warrior Women Law in Port Orchard, donated $1,000. Wow. And 69 cents.
Yay.
So big shout out to Warrior Women Law in Port Orchard. Also, huge shout out to Ian Smith. Donated $1,069 and said everybody has to take a hot sauce shot. Because we said, look, if you donate $69 throughout the show, put in the comments who you want to take a hot sauce shot, and they will. And man, I think, well, Ian just made us all have to do it. Adam and Jennifer Del Pozzi donated $500. I mean, there's an anonymous donation of $69 that says Sarah has to take the hot sauce shot. And I do love Michael Engelhart donated $169 and said if Steve wins at Beat Migs, Taryn has to take a shot. If he loses, he gets it. So I think we'll do that for sure.
Absolutely. I'm rooting for the Rockaholic already, as usual.
But yeah, we're over $7,000 now. I think we're going to hit our goal, and I'm so happy to hear that, man. This is just benefiting the kids. As dumb as some of these things are that we're doing, this all benefits the kids.
And also, if you donate $200, we will play any rock song you want to hear. You just have to put it in the comments what song it is you want us to play this morning, Rockaholics. Thank you so much. KISW.com has all the info.
But now...
Today!
It's time for us to get spicy. We have a bottle of this local hot sauce by Seafire Gourmet. This is their scorpion hot sauce.
Oh, my God.
And thanks to Ian Smith, who said, hey, $1,069, I want all of you to take a hot sauce shot. So that's how we're starting the morning.
Cheers
everybody.
Cheers.
And cheers to Kicks for Kids Day. This is a terrible idea.
Chug.
Oh! Oh my God.
It's like chunky. It's chunky.
I mean, it's delicious.
Oh my God.
Oh no, Kevin. Oh no.
I don't have anything to drink.
Want some water?
No, it's okay. Oh boy.
That was so bad.
That was a terrible idea.
I want to vomit.
That was a terrible idea.
We're going to be okay.
We're going to live.
We're going to be okay. Wow, that was a lot hotter than I thought it was going to be.
Tearing up.
Why don't we start with one of the mild ones first?
Sarah, this was your idea.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh my God.
We did it for the kids.
Moving right along.
Jesus.
If I can. Mariners announced that they have fired Scott Service as their manager, and Dan Wilson is the new manager.
Yes.
But apparently Scott learned of his firing from a breaking news alert that popped up on social media. And this was a couple hours before he had a scheduled meeting with Jerry DePoto. So later on, Jerry addressed this during a press conference.
The worst part of it was the fact that Scott and JD found out about this over the crawl of a news channel. And that it crushes me. I know it hurts them a great deal. And I want to be conscious of that through the course of this process. But, you know, I've spoken with Dan over the course of the last 3 or 4 days once we decided that we were going to make this move. And he embraces the idea moving forward. And I think he's, you know, he's looking forward to whatever the future of the Mariners looks like. And I think he's always been a part of it. And I think he's going to be a part of it in a much bigger way moving forward.
I'll be honest, I didn't hear a single thing he said. My mouth is on fire. But I did hear he did an interview with like Ken Rosenthal, who then broke the news before Scott Service found out. And some believe that maybe it was a time zone issue. Like Ken knew that he was going to get let go and maybe thought it was going to be at a certain time, Eastern Standard Time and not Pacific Time, and broke the news hours earlier. I don't know if that's the case. But man, what a crappy way to find out.
Yeah, this obviously...
9 years you've been with the team, whether you like Scott Service or not, or you're mad at him or not, he shouldn't find out over social media.
No, that's brutal. This absolutely sucks for Scott Service. But we wanted to ask you about this, Rockaholics, whether it was a work thing, a relationship thing, or anything else, what was the crappiest way that you were let go or dumped? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, the Mariners announced that they have fired Scott Service as their manager.
Yes.
And Scott learned of this firing on social media.
Worst I mean, I think most Mariner fans, some of them are like very happy that he's gone. Somebody had to go. He's kind of like the sacrificial lamb. But everybody, I think, can universally agree that is the lamest way for him to find out. 9 years with the team, second longest tenured Mariners manager, brought him to the playoffs for the first time in 20-something years. You don't find out over social media.
No. So this absolutely sucks for Scott.
You voice memo him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's how you do it in 2024. But what about you, Rockaholics? Whether it was a work thing, a relationship thing, or anything else, what was the crappiest way that you were let go or dumped? 206-803-ROCK. Nathan in Kent, you're blaming the men's room for this. What happened?
I'm not necessarily blaming the men's room for this, but it was because I was on the men's room playing Big Dummy about like 9 or 10 years ago. And this is on my day off, too. I call in on my day off. I may or may not have been 6 beers deep, but that doesn't matter.
That's your downtime.
Exactly. It's my downtime. So I call into Big Dummy. And they ask, where do you work? It's the first thing they ask. And I'm like, oh, I work at Jimmy John's. They're like, oh, sweet. We love Jimmy John's. That's awesome. And then we're having a good time the whole time, even through all these questions. I get to about question 5 or 6, and the answer to one of the questions is the letter E. Thrill goes, E. You ever done E, Nathan? And I go, I've done Molly one time in my life, just one time, but that was it. That's all. And then they're like, all right, cool. And then we just move on. And then I guess somebody had heard me that worked there on the radio, and there was like, and people were calling in complaining that I was talking about doing drugs at work and driving. And I'm like, what? Listen to the playback. I never said any of that.
Dude, it happens so often where people hear something and they just misconstrue it, but that has to be the worst way ever. Like, here you are just sharing a story, and they're like, oh, no, he was freaky fast. Hi, I'm Molly at Jimmy John's. You're like, no, I wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks, dude. That is awful.
Someone said I got dumped on over text on my birthday. What really sucked, she capped the message off by saying, happy birthday.
Oh. That changes everything.
Yeah. Sorry I'm dumping you, but have a great day.
Oh, that's so terrible.
So, shout out to all the Rockaholics who have been like donating money already this morning. It's Kicks for Kids Day today. And Ian, who's the one that donated over $1,000, $1,069, and made us all do a shot of hot sauce, and we all hate him for that, but he did say it was worth every penny. So we love you, and we hate you there, Ian. But thanks for donating as much money as possible. We have a goal of $20,000, Taryn, and we are now over $7,000. Like, we've already doubled the amount that we had going into today. Actually, we're just about to hit $8,000.
Wow.
And the Rockaholics are just making it happen. And one of the Rockaholics, who I believe you might know, her name is Rosalie.
Oh, my mom?
Your mom. Because we said, hey, $200, we'll play any rock song. Any rock song that you want to hear. $200. If you donate it, put it in the comments on the donation page, and we'll get through as many as we can, of course. We're going to try our best to play as many as possible. But she's the first one to put in a request. And she wants you to sing it. I don't even know this song. She said, please have Taryn sing Jamohan Leva.
Jamohan Leva.
That too. Yeah.
That is happy birthday in Swedish. And today happens to be my cousin Megan's birthday.
And she said she wants you to sing for Megan.
Of course. All right. I'm going to do my best Swedish. Jamohan Leva. Jamohan Leva. Javiska han leva, javiska han leva, javiska han leva.
How much can I donate to make it stop?
Oh my gosh. This is the club version?
That's the first one I found.
Javiska han leva, javiska han leva, javiska han leva, ute hundru air. I don't know how to say those words. Thanks, Mom. You're making a difference in the life of children in need right here in the PNW.
Patrick just donated $69 and said, hey, I want a shot for Migs.
Oh,
yay! Dude, I'm just finally feeling somewhat normal from that first shot that we took this morning.
Quick show of hands. Who thought they were going to throw up?
Oh, yeah. Up until about 5 minutes ago, that hot sauce was wasn't sitting okay with me.
I went into the bathroom. I stripped off my jacket because I got real sweaty for a second there. I thought I was going to lose it.
I know. Everybody disappeared after they did that shot. Sarah was in the other room just hunched over the garbage pail.
Because I was trying to get calls, and I was like, I still have to do my job while I'm just spitting in the garbage can. Then I was like, I can't anymore. I ran to the bathroom. I tried to puke. I shoved my whole hand down my throat, but it didn't work. But then I was like, is it going to be just as terrible coming up? Going down?
Oh, I bet it is.
Someone just donated anonymously $276. I would like everyone to take another shot of hot sauce.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And we do have some song requests. We're going to try and get to Social Distortions, I Was Wrong. Thanks.
Oh, great choice.
Jeremy Davidson, he's the one who donated that. I mean, I could try and pull it up right now. Is that, any bad words in that song? I guess we got to go through that before we even make those decisions.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We could probably find it.
I'll do this shot. We'll get through it. We'll do more shots, but this is all for kids. Oh, you have the song. All right, why don't we play that then?
Let's do it.
For Jeremy Davidson, donated $200. We're going to play Social Distortions, I Was Wrong, and I'm going to do a shot right now.
And while we are, oh my God, Steve Miggs. Oh my God. Oh.
I'm out.
Just looking at him doing that makes me want to die.
All right, he just walked out of the room, you guys. How would you like to beat Steve? He is currently, he's 230 wins, 69 losses, and 38 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.